I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's hopeful Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an endgame after hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House Monday as the world marked 3 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
On the Russian invasion's third anniversary, the president thinks Russia's Vladimir Putin would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine. Putin says European nations could be part of a peace deal, but he hasn't discussed ending the war in any detail with the president, who has upended years of American diplomacy by engaging with Putin.
This peace must not mean a surrender of Ukraine.
Through an interpreter, Macron warned any deal cannot simply give into Russia, and then in English said a deal must have guarantees.
Which can be assessed, checked and verified.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump's meeting with Macron took place as the U.S. pushed through its path for peace resolution at the U.N. Security Council. Dorothy Shea, the acting U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said the world body must use the resolution to, quote, build a peaceful future for Ukraine, Russia, and the international community.
This resolution puts us on the path to peace. It is a first step, but a crucial one.
Britain, France, Denmark, Greece, and Slovenia unsuccessfully tried to amend the U.S. text by replacing the phrase Russia-Ukraine conflict with the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by the Russian Federation. The action in the Security Council followed a vote hours earlier in the 193-member General Assembly on two competing draft resolutions from Ukraine and the U.S. This is VOA News. Both measures passed, but the U.S. voted against the Ukrainian resolution while abstaining from its own measure after they were amended to place the blame for the war on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth over the weekend provided reasons for the ouster of Air Force General C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. President Trump fired the top U.S. military officer Friday via a social media post. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carl Abab has details.
Trump vowed on the campaign trail to wipe out what he called woke ideologies from the military and swiftly dismiss many top leaders. A goal shared by Hegseth. In 2022, when Brown was the chief of staff of the Air Force, he and his civilian counterpart under the Biden administration issued a memo calling for Air Force officer recruitment goals based on race and sex, in an effort to achieve a force the memo said would be, quote, more representative of the United States. In addition to Brown's firing, Hegseth removed Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti, Air Force Vice Chief of Staff General Jim Slife, and the Judge Advocates General, or JAGS, for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Hegseth has made lethality the top priority of the force, saying the military's strength is not in its diversity, but in its unity. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Vatican is sounding a more positive note about the health of Pope Francis, even though he remains in critical condition in a Rome hospital. Monday's bulletin said the pontiff had not suffered any more respiratory crises and that laboratory tests showed a slight improvement. The 88-year-old Francis has been battling double pneumonia for nearly 2 weeks. Doctors have said his condition is touch and go. The Argentinian-born pope had part of one lung removed as a young man. Clint Hill, the former U.S. Secret Service agent who was part of the security detail for President John F. Kennedy's trip to Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963, has died at the age of 93. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us about his role on that tragic day.
The footage of Secret Service agent Clint Hill, captured on a chilling home movie of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, provided some of the most vivid images of Kennedy's assassination. Kennedy was struck by a fatal headshot before Hill was able to make it to the limousine. Hill received Secret Service awards and was promoted for his actions that day, but for decades blamed himself for Kennedy's death, saying he didn't react quickly enough to save the president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.